So in Balak of Chamishi of Balak, my favorite psukim in this most beautiful parasha, poetry about Klal Yisrael. Elohi bidavin biyakov elo ra'amal biyisrael, Hashem elo kavimo, u'tzrat melech bo. Unkla says, istakalas leis palche gilulin b'debes Yaakov, there's no avodah zarah, ve'af lo avdi le'o sheker biyisrael, there's no deception. Memra da Hashem elohon b'sadhon u'shchinas malkahon b'neihon. Right, truas melech bo means that there's a special hashras hashchina to which Klal Yisrael are privileged be afforded. Rashi notes Hashem elo kavimo afilu machisin u'mamim lefanav eino zaz mitochon. Right, that as I like to say in the context of the avodas yom kippurim in acharimos. Right, hashocheni tam. Betoch tumotam, right? So you have the same phenomenon here. Afilu machisu namamin lefanav, eno zaz mitochan, usruas melech bo, lashon chiba vereos, kemo rea David, oev David. So this is obviously one of the psukim that we recite in the context of the malchios, zechronos, and shofaros. The truth is it has both elements, right? Usruas melech bo, right? So there's a lashon of trua, but here the lashon of trua really is in the language of reos. And not so much the kol of the trua, but certainly that's one of the implications of that word. Usruas melech bo, right? Yom trua. The Rav used to say about that, or zichron trua. So Al Pidrush used to say, right? It was a day of reyos between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people, right? As we know that the melech normally would inspire yira, and we've spoken so many times about the Yerushalmi, which talks about. We're not misatif shchorim, mislabish shchorim, but rather the levanim, because we're yodim shekadosh baruch hu minatzeach chosanu badin. There's a great sense of confidence, afilu biyom hadin, right, that we're going to be nichnas v'yotzei b'shalom, because usruas melech bo. So Rashi has a very deep insight into, what this really means. When there's chiba v'reyos in a relationship, so. There's a phenomenon which really underlies the psul of nogea bedava or psul karva. So Rashi says the following: Lo hibira kadosh baruch hu aven biyakob shekshehena overin al dvarav eno medaktik achareyam lizbonin beonios shalahem uveamalan shehen overim al daso. So it's a very powerful idea that even a kadosh baruch hu, about whom we say the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, hakol tzafoi, right? He sees everything. He's bochein. Klayos Valev, but the Sefer Dekra explains why it is Lohi Bidavin Biyakov Lo Ra'amal Bi Yisrael. So Rashi doesn't say, like Unkla says, that they're not doing Avodah Zarah and there's no Sheker. He says, no, it's because if there's Chiba Vireyos, so the natural thing is to gloss over which father sees, the flaws in his own son, right? Kirachim Aval Banim. And the same thing is true, right, when it comes to all loving relationships. So Kaviyachol, Kadosh Baruch Hu, of course, knows everything. And of course knows the truth of our conduct. Lo hibidavin biyakov lo ramal biyisrael Hashem lo kavimo suras melech bo. So that's the explanation that Kadosh Baruch Hu is minatzeach chosanu badin, because as far as he's concerned, we're his beloved. Zedodi v'zerei v'nos Yerushalayim. There's a closeness there that simply makes it impossible for a person to make an objective, dispassionate. Analysis of what actually the merits and the demerits are in any particular case. So the observation that Bilam was making, and here it's worth noting the Ramban, Vayikar Hashem el Bilam, that's a Shem Rachamim, that Bilam is now being to be Ola the Madrigos Hanevua, from being a Kosem to a Gluy Enayim of Machazeh Shaddai Yechazeh. Now he's already on the level of being Misnabe B'Shem Hashem, B'Shem Havaya, B'Shem Rachamim. It's a very powerful idea in its own right. So he's now beginning to appreciate, the Ramban says, the Rachamim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. And once you appreciate that sense of Rachamim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael, you realize that there's no possibility whatsoever that there will be an abandonment. Hashem elo kavimo, suras melech bo, is not a reversible state. It's a permanent state of affairs that reflects the special connection, the special closeness that Kadosh Baruch Hu has for the Jewish people, which is why it's such an important pasuk for all of us to bear in mind on the Yom HaDin, right, when Hashem should be and would be scrutinizing us. The notion is that he's not going to, he's not going to be able to do so, kaviyachol, in an objective sense. Hashem elo kavimo,
Usruas Melechbo. Just Heyara, the Ibn Ezra, has a very important comment on this pasuk, which is contra sort of what we understand based on Chazal and Rashi, even though the Ramban is himself not entirely convinced of the idea that Hein Heina Hayul Bnei Yisrael Bidvar Bilam Limol Malba Hashem Al Devar Pa'or, that Bilam was the one who was Mesi Eitzah Ra'ah, you know, against Klal Yisrael at the end, that Kelson Ezima, as Rashi quotes, led Balak and Moab and Midian, for that matter, to send their daughters, Lahachti as Yisrael, and the Avon of Baal Pa'or. So the Ibn Ezra says that's not what happened, but that Balak was able to infer it from this comment. Lohi bidavin biyakov lo ramal bi Yisrael, Hashem lo kavi mo usruas melech bo. So the Ibn Ezra says, yeah, Hashem lo kavi mo usruas melech bo calls man that lohi bidavin biyakov lo ramal bi Yisrael. So Balak said, ah, but if we could get them to sin, so that will break the relationship. You see, there's a fundamental machlokes between Rashi and the Ibn Ezra on this point. Rashi says it's inviolable. Right, Hashem lo kavi mo usruas melech bo is the very reason Lohi bidavin biyakov lo ramal bi Yisrael. The Ibn Ezra says, no, lohi bidavin biyakov lo ramal bi Yisrael, and therefore Hashem lo kavi mo usruas melech bo. So it's a fascinating machlokes as to whether the reisha dekra or the seva dekra is really the controlling aspect of the verse, and that's exactly what we find here in terms of the machlokes between Rashi and Ibn Ezra, how to understand the chiba vireyos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Jewish people. Again, like I said, the evidence, on Rosh Hashanah really seems to point in Rashi's direction. Yerushalmi, Al Tisablu, Val Teatsevu, the Psukim in the Chami and Perik Ches, Chedvas Hashem Hima Uschem, Ki Kadosh Hayom L'Adoneinu. Right, the idea of joy and Rosh Hashanah, even though you're made, you're a tshuva v'facha in the language of the Rambam, lo yamim shel simcha yisera, sivaychayim mesim suchim lefanav. But in the end of the day, there's a great confidence that we'll be minatzeach badin, we'll be nichas b'shalom yotzei b'shalom, Hashem elokav imo, usruas melech bo.